What is this? A random ramble fap on a Wednesday at 4:34 p.m.? Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Because I haven't had an orgasm in, 2 weeks. And after, the experience that I had 2 weeks ago was enough to sustain me for a week, but still, you know, your girl just, she needs attention more often than that. But I had a lot of family stuff going on and I wasn't able to get off or find any privacy. So I finally have a moment to myself and I thought, you know what the fuck? Let's just get comfortable and let's relax and let's fucking touch ourselves. So if you are in a place where you can do that, then I highly suggest that you join me because that just makes it that much harder, right? Knowing that we are touching ourselves at the exact same moment. Oh my God. I'm so fucking sensitive. I really cannot promise how long this is going to last because I have been sexting with someone for the last, 2 hours. And it's just really gotten me super wet. And the thing is that this is a guy that I've had sex with before. And it was fucking phenomenal. I could attribute it to the fact that he's a bronco rider in the rodeo circuit. So he's a little rough around the edges. But, oh my God, he fucks me so good. And he has an accent. Fuck. And just like the best cowboy mustache. And he's got tattoos all over him. And he's just... Anyway, I knew that we were going to have a good time when he started eating me out. And then he pushed my legs up and he said, "You're going to have to hold those up for me, darling." Oh my God. I thought I was just going to come right that moment. It was, what is it about a good accent and a deep voice that just drives you fucking insane? He ate me out like it was his job. Like if he did not make me come like that, he would be fired. And it was just rough and tumble, just pulling my hair and choking me and making me call him daddy and just fucking me so good into this mattress. Oh, fuck. And I unlocked a kink that I thought that I, well, not a kink, a fetish. I unlocked a fetish that I thought I didn't like, but when he did it, it was like, oh no, this is great. Oh my God, just the very like, peak of my clit is so sensitive. Okay, trying to get through this story. Fuck. But, so we ended up having sex twice. And the first time he came all over my face. And... At first, I was like, oh, this is happening and I don't want it to happen. Or not that I didn't want it to happen. It was, I don't know if I'm ready for this, but we'll see what happens. Basically, fuck it. But like the moment it started happening and he's moaning and I can just, like, he's basically straddling my chest and just coming in my face. And I'm just like, fuck. Oh, so fucking hot. Just that hot cum all over my face and dripping down my cheeks and getting into my hair. And just the look of ecstasy on his face. That's what did it for me. Like, right. Fuck. I don't know if you can hear, but such a wet pussy. Fuck. And then he wanted to watch me touch myself for a while. Just like rubbing my pussy and my clit. And just, I made my bed such a mess. Well, I guess I made the mess, but he made me do it. Calling me a good girl and a good little slut. Just dirty little cum slut. And he was not small either, so like, he's fucking me and I can feel him in my stomach. And it's so fucking good. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. I have to come. I have to come. Oh, yes. God. Oh, that felt so fucking good. Oh, but I want another one. Oh, fuck. I taste so sweet. But this time I would like to use my vibrator. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm so sensitive. God, oh yes, baby, fuck. Oh my God, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh right there. Oh! I'm coming. God, I can't tell you how much I needed them. Oh, fuck. God damn. Cowboy, take me away.